Und wir haben angefangen, wann? Now that's another thing. Here in this locality, here and not in the first county, the dialect is not so corrupted as it is among a lot of the train people, except on that radio program. Here this insertion of English words. Oh, it just burns me up. I, if you ask him, I'm a little fanatic. Yeah, I'm somewhat fanatic when it comes to this, because I had in, should I tell him this thing?
Go ahead.
Yes.
I had in my school, in grade school, I had some experiences which you won't believe and which he won't believe either. Whether you believe it is immaterial, but everybody around here spoke our dialect. And I spoke the dialect. The school teacher warned me once, twice, and on the third time there was no longer a warning, and I had my mouth scrubbed with homemade soap, which had a heavy concentration of lye. My tongue, my gums, my throat, and my lips and my mouth until I had a mouthful of blood. And she says, "Now speak." And I came home and I told my mother, and she said, "If you want to speak, you speak." And I could teach to speak it. From that day on, they added a little bit, they came into my being, should I say, a little bit of animosity. Mm-hmm. And that animosity hasn't quite died out to this day. And that's why I am in this thing to preserve this as it should be. And I told a group of people that last week I spoke at a place, and I shall continue to do this, regardless what.
That's good.
But that was horrible.
Yeah.
And you know, we have people today here, right here in this locality, who can speak it as fluent as I can, who understand it, and who won't speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
hesitant to speak again.
I told a fellow, I said, you know, we only came within one boat of, otherwise we'd have been speaking German here.
Yeah.
And this they don't believe either.
Yeah.
By one vote, and that one vote, if I'm correct, I think was cast by the son of a German immigrant. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
That's how close he came to speaking German here.
Sure.
And so why then should we let this die?
Yeah.
That's why I'm in it.
Well, the French Canadians have been a lot luckier in that respect than we.
Fighting for it.
They've done a much better
everybody,
preserving their language and culture.
Apparently, everybody else tries to preserve their heritage and their culture, except me.
Well, you got to be proud of what you are. That's all.
Well, that's it. And I am.
Yeah,
and I'll get up not till
you.
Till anybody, any place, at any time, who wants to hear or who don't want to hear.
Where'd you talk last week?
At the Golden News.
Oh.
And tomorrow night I'm at the. Woo-boo-boo-sema.
Landis Valley.
Oh yeah, you told me.
Landis Valley. I average it right now, I'm averaging about three or four or five engagements a month.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll keep him out of trouble, I read.
Sure.
Well, now she's going along, she's here for singing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, I was up there at Millersville. Oh, and that day I was up there. Oh, I felt so rotten. I was so damn dizzy. The room was just going around. And the problem was my ear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He came to talk to my Pennsylvania Dutch culture class.
That's good.
He's great. He says that Pennsylvania Dutch culture class again.
That's great.
Yeah, but he's
You know,
Don't worry about talking English, because I, you know, I can make out what you're saying. And,
good!
Don't even remember talking English.
Yeah, don't. yeah. Now, that's talking
size. And the machine is finished. Must it not Ross come on?
Nasty, as a room, goodbye, all the glove of money. For the machine finished, I can't was it more.
No, hold six, so, say it's not to honor. No, have it fruit.
Was you down me or what a mini down?
All fair.
No, I was saying down me.
Dizzy.
Dimlish
is
dizzy.
Oh,
yeah.
Dimlish. Dimlish,
yeah.
Dimlish
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dimlish is literally dizzy.
Dizzy.
And I bet it was horrible.
What?
What he could do up the
road. No. You did. I didn't realize that you weren't. You didn't say anything about not feeling well till afterwards, and I thought it went very. I thought it went very well.
Oh, didn't I mention to Dorothy about Bombay?
Yeah, I think you did.
I didn't realize that you were.
She drove all the way up and all the way back. But I'd go through with it. I got to be down on the floor, unconscious before I.
Hey, Spunky.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
I'm
a little bit too spunky, I think, sometimes.
No, you can't be too spunky.
I guess not. I'll go along with you on that.
Well, you want to have Otto tell you a little bit about what he's doing.
Well, you should tell about.
Well, but I think Ernie'll be interested to hear what
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, go ahead.
He does for a living.
I work at a German folk song archive in Freiburg, and we collect songs and ballads and all stuff in German language from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And till now we have from Germany and from Austria and from Switzerland, and we have perhaps a lot of songs from Pennsylvania German, but I have till now not have had the opportunity to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was in that country, I thought it would be better to go to Philadelphia too, before going home again.
How many texts and
we
songs
have a great archive about 320,000 texts.
300?
Just folk song texts.
And these are about 20,000 several types. And it's a great collection which come in the 20s and the 30s from all over Germany and Austria and Switzerland. It's nearly a central institute for folk song research at all.
How many did you say you have in the Pennsylvania German dialect?
Oh, I don't
you could,
know.
You wouldn't know the
no,
exact
no.
number. Huh? But you do have.
We have some, yes. Yes.
Well, we should work out some kind of arrangement that
yes.
when we come, because there are some unpublished folk songs here that haven't been published, that when we come upon them, that we
it would
them
be good to have an
copies.
Exchange. I can give you a
yes.
commentary on texts. And
this is one reason I was really so anxious to meet.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, you talk about folk songs. I'm talking about the Pennsylvania Germans here. Now, here in my locality, while there was some, I never myself heard too many of them. Not really. And my family was all German in that respect.
Well, don't you think some families?
Speaking of violins and guitars and instruments, I know my father used to play over the telephone. But as far as singing, I know my brother used to. Der Bullfrog took me to Keller Steg, our Flucht and our Schwab, our Gate to the Maid, and I don't remember the remainder. I suppose I could remember, but I just
sang. He sang it.
Yeah.
What was the tune?
Well, the Bullfrog took me to Keller Steg.
Well, what was the singing?
Well, the Bullfrog took me to Keller Steg, our Flucht and our Schwab, our Gate to the Maid, and it didn't have. The melody wasn't too.
I don't know that.
Bullfrog. Frosch, Ochsenfrosch.
Yeah.
The big
Ochsenfrosch.
Yeah.
Frosch, yeah.
What is it called? This
bullfrog.
Bullfrog.
Yeah, but what is it in German?
Ochsenfrosch.
Yeah. Well, in French and Dutch, we just have the word
bullfrog.
We wouldn't use that.
So, the wolf from the Schildkröte.
Yeah. Schildkröte, yeah.
So, the Stowile.
Schildkröte. Schildkröte, for
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's
a toad.
This is and one the river come from Deutschland. On der wird dort hat die größte Geil, die größte Tochter, die größte Kieh, alles größt. Und der hat gebraut und sein Nachbar, die sind das ledig waren. Und dann haben sie gesagt, die müssen etwas tun für das, das Brawler stoppen. Und dann haben sie gesagt, was zu tun? Man hat gesagt, schickt der Banshee ans Wasser und er bringt Schildkröte, zwei große Schildkröte. Und der Mann, der rübergekommen war von Deutschland, fortgegangen ist nach der Stadt, haben sie die Schildkröte in sein Bett gebunden, am Schwanz. Und wo er heimgekommen ist, wurde die Nacht ins Bett und früh der nächste Mal hat er geklopft an den Nachbar sein Tier. Und da kommt der Nachbar an die Tür und macht die Tür auf. Dann sagt er, was ist letztes, Johann? Ah, hat er gesagt, in Deutschland, ich habe die größte Pferd, die größte Kieh, die größte alles. Aber dünner Butter ist es, hat er gesagt, der hat die größte Wunze, dass ich sein Leben gesehen habe.
Sehr gut.
So Bergen has the biggest bedbugs.
They were toads.
No.
They were. A Schildkröte is a
turtle.
That's right.
Now, talking about the singing, you know that those songs we did to Bert. How was that when we did that to Bert?
I think that went across well.
But we did it at the Golden Year Club. We sang "Soll Rapperstick," and then I sang that the Schwarz Tom and the Groupie John. Now that Schwarz Tom and Groupie John, of course, what I tried to bring across there was how these hobos used to take the just make up a.
Do you have a copy of that handy? Maybe you can read.
Read
that one. Can you say it from memory?
Schwarz Tom and Groupie John.
Can you say it from memory?
Yeah, I can even sing it for him if you want.
Well,
yeah.
Say it first.
This
is the poem that he wrote in the dialect.
Ich hab in alter Chore gehört, was vorher nicht so bes. Ich soll streitig waren mit unserem alten Gäse. Das hat als drei Henkers gemacht, da draußen im Fudergang mit dem Schwarzen Tom der Kader. Da geht's der Gruppisch John. Der Gruppisch John war ordentlich alt, sein Bart war weiß wie Schnee, sein Schwanz war wüst und zärtlich mit zwei Paar Daribä. Alles hat er gefressen, von Blech zu Emm sein Schuh, aber jetzt ist unser Gruppisch John in seiner süße Ruhe. Der Kohler war ein wüster Ding, so schwarzes Kohledreck, sein Nest war als im Fudergang, ganz hinnendrasig meck. Der Kader ist auch nicht mehr da, doch weiß ich gut, wie es war. Ich hab die Zeier auf dem Kopf, ein Dutzend graue Haar. Das letzte Mal, als ich fuchte hin, war draus im Scheier denn. Der Gäse kommt hinbei und gibt der Katzen rein. Der Kader springt aus wie ein Strahl auf dem Gruppig John sei Rick. Und ob der Gäse es wüsste, war ein Löcher in seinem Knick. Der Gäse ist nur ein Springen mit dem Kopf zu den Stehfans nahe. Und wo das getroffen hat, war der Kader noch dabei. Und wo der Staub verschwunden ist, war der Gäse tot auf dem Rick, der Kader an der Seite die Fans versoffen in die Krieg. Fertig ist das du Gedicht, vom Kader und vom Gäse. Sie sind all zwei vergraben, ganz hinten draus im Reis. Vor was sie so gefochten haben, hat niemand mehr noch gesagt. Vielleicht war ein Republican und einer Demokrat.
Gut.
Well, how should you sell One has to tell get it true. How long is this hell?
Yeah,
1953. Was this about 20?
Oh, yeah.
Aber du hast noch viel Schreiber. Kannst du noch weiß, dass ich in der Verteilung du hast eine Dummheit.
Sind dir sein.
Ja.
Then I teach them the definite articles. There, the, and this, and then the genders. And then the indefinite articles.
Which nouns do you start with?
Well, I usually start with when I get them to construct their simple sentences, I get them to express, I use the definite article. First, let me get to this point. I then teach them that adjectives have to have their proper endings, like gross, grosser, grossy. Now, then I teach them, der Mann is gross. Now, when they use that definite article, they don't need no ending on that gross. But if they use a big man and grosser Mann, then they have to have the ending on that.
Yeah.
And I have to devise rather than power. And dish and stool and lipple and messer and gobble and shizzle and so forth. And I get them to construct simple sentences and then I take it on from there. And I've had some students write real nice.
Yeah, that's interesting. He has the right to. This is fascinating. What stage do you have him start writing then? He teaches them to write in the dialect.
Oh, yes, they got to write.
What stage do you introduce
Immediately. I have a big chalkboard.
He's just a born teacher. He just tells
Immediately, as I write on there, I explain to him these personal pronouns. And immediately, I write them on the board. I say, you write them on paper.
Yeah.
Isn't he mean?
Yeah, I don't sit around. I had a guy come here. He just wanted to learn garbage. I said, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not dispensing garbage.
Yeah.
If you want garbage, you go see the garbage man.
Yeah.
What's
garbage?
Upfall.
Yeah, and
what did he stay or did he go?
No, he went.
Did he?
Because he came a couple more times, you know.
What did he want? He just want vulgar expressions.
Vulgar expressions.
Is that what he wanted?
Obscene expressions.
Yeah.
And then they start to write. Then I have them come in with a paper. The first session, which is 2 hours, I give them. Then I give them the conjugation of the verbs. For example, spring, am springen, and sprunge. And I don't bother with the future tense until a little later on. Then I get them to construct sentences. Ich bin ein Bauer. Ich bin ein großer Bauer. Du bist ein Bauer. Du bist ein großer Bauer. And then when I get into the verbs, I'll get them that they write, der groß Bauer ist heim sprung. Of course, I'm a little ahead of myself. But then they come in and they write these sentences. And they're the conscientious.
Mm-hmm.
And the good ones are. The bad ones I kick out. The equipment's on.
Would you like to do that with your students? Just get rid of them.
Here is an example.
As a private lehrer, can learn what he will.
Here is an example.
You can do better than the professional teachers because we can't get rid of our poor students.
Here is an example. That is a student of mine. She came here and she didn't know anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
I said, this isn't a joke. I said to me, maybe to you it's a joke. Yeah. It's not a joke to me.
Yeah.
I said, I have a thing going here where I hope to ignite enough of people's interest to keep this thing alive. Therefore,
wonderful.
Therefore, I said, if you're interested, I can help you. And now she speaks, and she speaks really well.
Where's she from?
By intercourse.
Is she a young woman? How old is she?
Oh, this is 32. 30?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
comes from private lessons.
Mm-hmm.
She's see yourself the Malik.
Who?
On in the corner.
Where's it going?
Bam, what's it so? Oh, no, sind uns die kleinen Amish Buben und Mädchen reingekommen. Nun hat sie so gezogen. Na? Wenn sie etwas nicht so, so soll sie so, wenn sie es nicht stehen so. Und nun haben sie uns geschwitzt zu einer. Und nun haben die Amish Kinder ausgelacht. Und
du hättest alle mit
zusammen
schwitzt. Ja, she's doing good now.
Was this in one of the columns?
Yeah, this is me. She wrote a story, and the only thing I edited.
It was the last issue that there was no column.
Yeah, boy, did that review get it? They got.
But was there one in? Was there one in the week before?
Excuse me. No, that's the one.
The clock. Hence the clock.
Jim Steve. He's what? One of them. And then here's another one. He sent me these.
And he knows him.
Yeah, you do, Chip. Sure, he wanted to make that dictionary.
Oh, well, what? Yeah, but he never came across.
No.
But to feel out of it for him, fun, dingy.
I don't agree.
He's got a letter from the review. He really gave it to him out there, and so did some other people, and they had telephone calls. Read that. Now here's a reply the review gave to him.
Oh.
No, I'm proud of my German heritage.
Well, you should be. You should be.
Why not?
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
You know, I want to tell you a story that'll be interesting to you. After World War II,
in Dutch.
Huh? All right. Nach Bürgerkrieg 2 war ich in die Stadt Bensheim gewesen.
In der Bergstraße.
Ja, dann bin ich die Straße gelaufen, dann habe ich ein Schild gesehen, das sagt, Johann Bechtel Wirtschaft. Und mein Name ist Bechtel. Da habe ich mal geguckt.
Meine Wirtschaft.
Ja. Aber wir haben nicht Schwätze kennen zu den Leuten an solche Zeit. Aber ich habe zu meinem Kamerad gesagt, ich gehe da rein. Hat er gesagt, du kannst das nicht tun. Jo, hat gesagt, wenn die Sonne noch geht und es war dunkel, gehe ich rein. Und dann bin ich rein. Verstehst
du? Ja, ja.
Da habe ich geklopft an die Tür, dann kommt eine kleine, dicke Frau. Sagt sie, was willst du haben? Du bist ein American Soldat und du kannst nicht her du reinkommen. Ich sagte, es sagt Johann Bechtel. Mein Name ist Bechtel. Ich will der Johann Bechtel sein. Ah, hat sie gesagt. Kommen Sie rein. Dann bin ich reingegangen. Da hat sie gesagt, Wort bitte. Dann ist sie fortgegangen. Und dann ist sie in Gang gegangen und ich habe nichts gesehen und nichts gehört. Dann kommt sie, dann sagt sie, komm, dann bin ich gegangen und dann war ein alter Mann, vielleicht 75 Jahre alt, in die Stube geguckt, die große Stube. Und dann bin ich zu ihm gelaufen, dann habe ich gesagt, hat er zu mir gesagt, ja, hat er gesagt, was willst du haben? Habe ich gesagt, mein Name ist in Deutsch Ernst Bechtel. Und ich sehe dein Schild, das sagt Johann Bechtel. Ah, hat er seine Hand nach. Und wir sind Freund waren. Und alle Tage noch selber war ich da. Und wo ich fort bin, hat die alte Frau mich in der Keller genommen. Dann hat sie gesagt, Grab. Und das waren 5 oder 6 Flasche Wein, da hat sie, das ist für dich. Kein anderer Mensch soll ein Truppe haben von dem. Du. Und das habe ich mit. Und wir haben alle Tage geschwätzt von die Bechtel und wo die Bechtel herstammen. Und er hat so da glaubt, dass wir
verwandt sind.
Ja, ja.
Ja, ja.
Gut.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Where is Bentheim, you say?
Yeah,
südlich von Darmstadt, zwischen Darmstadt und Frankfurt.
We're probably.
Yes? You and family too, he's from Darmstadt.
Oh!
Years ago.
Armstead. It's Darmstadt. Armstead, Darmstadt, no? So.
It's interesting how his name got changed from Darmstadt to Armstead.
Yeah.
How are you pronouncing it? Armstead?
Armstead, yeah.
Armstead.
Yeah. Okay, it's Darmstadt. Well, you know what I call that? Some people disagree with me, but I call that the mutilation brought on through the English language.
Well, sure, that's what happened. Sure. Yeah.
But this was many generations ago in Scotland.
Yeah.
You see, they went to Scotland.
Well, they went to Scotland first.
They went to Scotland first, and then they became Armstead in Scotland. And then from Scotland they came here.
Apparently,
sounds very English if you didn't know that.
Yeah,
sure.
Apparently they didn't mutilate my name.
No, because you came directly over here. Didn't you?
Bechtel und dann auf meinem Vater, auf meinem Vater sei Mutter war ein Drückenbrot. Und no war Vonnebecker. Heute soll sie Pannebecker. Pannebecker. Und no war Franz.
Where did the Francis come in?
I on my father's mother's side somewhere.
What are the typical families in this area?
Well, Zweigert, Zweigert, Fischer, Schanauer, Wenzel, Schlabich, Hohenberger, Now, Moyer, I don't know about Moyer.
Well, Moyer is another form of Meyer.
I guess Meyer.
Meyer, yeah.
Bulmer, Weber, Weaver, Kramer.
How many actually English names are there in this area, family names? Are there any?
I couldn't tell you.
Are there more English than German names?
No, he said he can't think of any English.
Now, what percentage of the, I'm going to ask him the same questions you were asking me the way over. What percentage of people in this area? Now, we're just talking about this area here, still speak the dialect, and what age group do they know?
Well, the percentage is pretty hard for me to pin down, owing to the fact that they're not all honest. Because a lot of them can speak it, or do not. They can and they do not speak it. Consequently, I could not give you an accurate percentage.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm after. I'm trying to tear away the mantle of whatever it is that keeps them from being it, and then we'll be exposed, the true figure. And this is working. Now, it's a television program I have. I have a television program, my wife and I. And I'm getting people in off the street, so to speak. I get them in on that program. And this is helping. I've had people walk to me. One fellow walked to me, he said, I haven't attempted to speak this in years. He walked to me, he said, wie bist halt Busch Knibbel? Then I said, good. I said, ich hab gedenkt, du kannst kein Pennsylvanisch Deutsch schwätzen. Oh ja, aber ich hab nicht schwätzt für eine lange Zeit.
Where is it? Where do you meet him? Here?
Up here at the garage.
here in Reinhold.
I can't tell you, his name is from Shannon.
Now, how far down is the dialect? Are there any families where they're still teaching the children the dialect?
Who is that? Who is that lady that's teaching the babies? Oh, that's Sandy, ain't it? That's one of my students now.
Yeah.
One of my students is teaching her neighbor's kids and the little grandchildren. She's coming here and she's passing on what she gets from me to them. Mm-hmm. And there are some other ones that have started that I have found out. And the percentage, again, you won't get a true percentage ticket. The greater number of people speaking it are in my age group down 45, I'd say.
Yeah.
From there on up in age, not from there on down in age.
But the interest that the program we have, and that the television program, and the columnists that you're doing, has created a tremendous, tremendous interest. I'm beginning to feel it all the time.
When did you start the TV program? When did you start that?
Oh, I started.
This originates in Effort with the Blue Ridge.
We started that in Lebanon, man.
Well, that's right. You started in Lebanon.
Yeah, that took me 3 years old.
Is it that long ago?
We were at Lebanon 2 years. Mm-hmm. Are you getting the tapes yet?
Yeah, I just picked one up in the mail today. The cassettes. Yeah. Yeah. Now some of them are technically aren't, well, I need to go into that, but you know, aren't quite.
Yeah, but that's all changed now. They have that, so from about 2 weeks ago, man. The pictures are excellent.
Well, I'm still getting some of the so I'm not copying for all of them.
There's some good ones coming.
But the last one I saw, excuse me, was the one of the one of the interviews. That was so interesting. I didn't copy.
Huh?
Doria. She had more sparkle or more imagination than her did, I thought. And that was a very interesting.
Don Kunda. Da hat zwei Kinder, weiß ich, hab das sehe ich du auf dem Film. Da hat er gesagt, bin ich bald? Bin ich spät, hat er selber. Oh, habe ich gedacht, jammer. Bin ich spät, ne, bin ich spät. Dann habe ich durch die Television und ich habe dann ausgefragt und da hat nichts gewusst von nichts.
Oh.
Er hat gesagt, wo war er geboren? In Hinterstädel.
Ja.
Aber ausgezogen in Hinterstädel. Und sie sind gar mal in den Ofen gefallen. Und er hat geschaut.
Der Kopf fallen vielleicht.
Oh. Und dann haben die Kinder angefangen, die Weihersrausreise und alles rausziehen und der Abnehmer mit dem Kamera hat gemacht zu den Kindern. Und dann habe ich der Buch genommen, ich habe mit meinen Schoß gehabt. Und da war dreckig. Da war alles dreckig im Gesicht. Und der hat Stunge. Und der Ort Karl hat drauf, warum habe ich gesagt, was ist deine Arbeit? Weil hat er gesagt, ich bin ein Abfallmann, ein Junkdealer, ein Garbage-Mann. Was war sein Name? Johnny Keane.
Keane.
Da hat nichts gewusst. Now there will be a study of you, of the total far out of opposite character.
You made more than his day, I'm sure, because he's been on TV.
Yeah.
And never get on again, I'm sure.
And the director said, I'm sure that you made him talk more than he ever talked in his life. I just kept after him, you know. I just kept after him. One question after another. And finally, toward the end, by golly, he was beginning to roll a little bit.
But he really didn't know anything.
He didn't know how to express himself.
No.
But by golly, I got to him.
Yeah.
Toward the end, I had extracted from his memory
30 minutes to do it.
Yeah. I had, and then I got this kid up here. Then I said to the kid, "Kannst du das Schwitze?" And the kid said, "Yes."
Yes.
But the kid couldn't, of course. But that's going to be something. John Keane.
He was dressed nice, but he was crummy. He had a nice suit on.
Well, he doesn't even have a German name.
No, well, Keen could be a German name.
Kuhn.
From Kuhn.
Yeah. Oh, Kuhn, yeah. K-E-H-N.
Yeah.
He spelled it with an H.
Yeah.
Kuhn, that's right. Yeah.
And then two weeks ago, we had a little bit of a something almost... Something rather sad happened. I had a fellow on. Did you see the one where the fellow was tormenting Mrs. Keynes over here about the big sandwiches? Did you get that, didn't you?
No.
Well, Mrs. Keynes said to me, "I'll go on the program and I'll make big sandwiches about Limburger cheese, Limburger cheese." And I called this fellow back. I said, "Hey," I said, "can you come back on the television program?" "What for?" "I just was on." "Well," I said, "I had a lie, you know. You have glue." I said, "They want to give you an award." I said, "I want you back on the program." He said, "What kind of award?" I said, "I don't know. All I know, there's a woman coming to give you an award. And all she had was sandwiches this long and about that thick."
Oh, for goodness.
And you see this. And she had, in his sandwich, she had strips of Limburger cheese. "You don't need it." "I'll be filming this on Monday night now." And then she had a big Limburger cheese sandwich for me. All Limburger. And this I eat on the program. And my wife had a sandwich, and he had one, and I had another one. And then I said, "I think we ought to eat this nonsense." And then he didn't know she was there. I had her in the back room. And the program started, and I said, "But the mystery guest, please come forward." And she came forward with this basket and had these sandwiches. So we ate these sandwiches. I think we should eat them. Show the people that they're edible, that they're real. So we ate about half of them. And the next morning he went to work, and all of a sudden he couldn't talk. And his heartbeat went up to 270 beats a minute. And they took him to the hospital, and he was in intensive care for 4 days. The nerve leading to his heart, something went wrong there. But he had this thing before. But you'll get a kick out of that program, I'll tell you.
What do you think? Do you think the Limburger cheese has something to do with it?
I don't think so. No.
It would have happened sooner than that.
Then the director threw us a bottle of Rolaids. And then I said to him, "You think we ought to take some?" "Yeah," he said, "give me one." So we chewed up some Rolaids. Then he threw us a bottle of Alka-Seltzer, and we drank some Alka-Seltzer on the program. Mm-hmm. And these sandwiches were immense.
When did he discover he was eating Limburger cheese?
About halfway through, huh?
Halfway through
the train. Sir, I mean the train. It is not right, Director. But I had a Limburger cheese sandwich. I had thick, solid Limburger cheese. Kannst du da Limburger cheese essen?
Ja.
That's good.
Ja. Man muss sich nur die Nase zuhalten.
Na, natürlich,
ja. Wenn alt ist.
Ja, natürlich, ja. No, I like the smell of it. After you get, don't you eat it either?
Yeah, I don't eat it that often, but I don't mind it. I like it. The taste is, I like the taste.
But I never eat it on television.
Well, I did, and all these lights, and then the director said, "You can smell it." But you know, Limburger cheese is good for your stomach.
Yes.
It is.
I tell what, I live on our case program.
Yeah, said that.
He take one tell it, I said, Connie's Riga?
Riga
Sparks, Connie, we're so schmacker.
Schmacker. Schmackes.
Ja.
Kind des Schmackes.
Kleine
Sachen, die gut schmecken. Schmackes.
Ja.
Kusterhäppchen.
Mhm. Sie sagt immer riech. Ich sag Schmack. Aber für Friede holen in der Familie soll ich riechen.
Well, the bar is kind of like this, you should fess up. Nichts zu tun.
Yeah. You can't try.
Was in Barracks County geboren ist, bleibt er Barracks County. Yeah.
Before you go, the wife and I, we're going to sing him that
good.
Rubber stick.
Okay.
Before you prefer
go ahead.
Don't let you watch it. We have time.
Germany,
Bessel High, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, if I only could have felt like this when I was up there. But
what
then,
was it? What was it then? Was it an infection in your ear? What was it that you had?
Yeah, but the dirt was in the eardrum. Boy, that's horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, the room just whirls and whirls and whirls and whirls.
Get your balance.
Yeah, next year, equilibrium off. Take some of it you can.
All right.
Which one? Perhaps in Switzerland, I understand less than you from you.
Now, I try not to insert English words, and that's another thing that I frown on.
Mm-hmm.
This insertion of, and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some fellow comes and says, my chair is for broker.
Oh, my chair is for broker.
Well, it's just as easy to say, my stool is for broker. And this you hear a lot.
Hill is Faulheit.
Yeah, Faulheit, yeah. Do you know that the people in this country, especially here, right here, you know, and I'll say the whole country, do you know we have something to be proud of? We have a heritage attached to this dialect, to this German, that is part of our heritage, that they should be proud of.
Sure.
Not make a damn commercial tourist trap out of it.
Yeah.
That's another thing that burns me up.
Yeah.
You know, these fellows, they're not really exposed to the real Pennsylvania German.
Yeah.
Not really.
No, I saw a lot of signs down there, but...
No, they're not really exposed. One lady, I was telling that story about the woman that got off the bus, the tourist. Remember that story when she said, I'm speaking Polish?
No, tell that one. I don't remember.
It'll be a good story.
Tell
that. We went to some restaurant, some hotel to eat, and we got off, and I had some, my wife and some women, somebody else along, and we were speaking in our dialect, and here a tourist bus pulls up, and here comes a woman. She has all kinds of brochures and tape recorders and cameras, and then she stands and she listens, and. I don't know, I guess it was the neighbor lady. I says, what's it silly, I'm up Harrigan. And then she said, you may not see someone's up Harrigan. And then we continued to talk, and the lady came over and she said, hey mister, she said, are you speaking Polish? No, I said, I'm not speaking Polish. Yeah, she said, I think you're speaking Polish. I said, lady, I know what the hell I'm speaking. I'm speaking Pennsylvania German. Oh no, she said, it's Pennsylvania Dutch lady. I said, and when that happens, I can soon feel when I start getting hot up around the back of the ears here. I have an awful short fuse, I'm sorry to admit, but...
I didn't tell me this before.
And I started to get hot up around the back here. I said, lady, I said, it's Pennsylvania German. It's the Pennsylvania German dialect. No, she said, only the Amish speak Pennsylvania Dutch. I said, where the hell did you get a hold of that information? Because it's right here in those brochures. I said, I don't care where you got those brochures or where they came from. I said, that's all hogwash to me.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, she says, you're not dressed like Pennsylvania, like Pennsylvania Dutch. I said to my friend, I said, the hush die uniform vergessen. That's what I said to her. I said, the lady must have forgot her uniform.
Yeah.
And then she turned around and walked off.
You ought to know what you're speaking after all.
Why, most certainly. Why, most certainly.
Oh, most certainly.
And then there was a guy that came to me, and he said, where did you tie in the heritage? I said, did you forget that a lot of George Washington's rifle companies were made up of Pennsylvania Germans from Pennsylvania and Maryland? And then even his bodyguard had a lot of, quite a few Pennsylvania Germans in it? Well, he said, I don't know about that. Well, I said, then if you don't know about that, you don't know much of anything. That's my fault. I have a fault. I get a little hot.
Well, you probably told him the truth.
One time, you know, if it wouldn't be for him and my wife, I would have got out of this a long time ago. At least I say so, you know, but once in a while I get bulky, don't I?
Well, doesn't bother me. Maybe it bothers others.
I don't know. He
all of us would get balky sooner or later.
He came here one time, and I don't know what happened. Something happened, and I was pretty disgusted. I said, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm quitting. I'm not writing another thing. I'm not another poem. Not another thing. Nothing. Couldn't. No, he said, I'm quitting. Yes, I'm quitting. And he and my wife, they continued to talk and this. Well, he had to leave, and he started to go out, and I followed him on. Now, he says, now you just continue. No, I said, I'm finished. He said, no, you're not finished. Yes, I am finished. No, I'm not finished. And he kept saying that until he got in the car, and he pulled out of the driveway, left me standing there in the driveway saying, no, yes, I am finished. And you know, as he pulled away, his word, no, you're not finished, so echoed and so rang in my ears, I came in and sat down and wrote a poem.
Google on that.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
You should tell how your poems come. It's so interesting how these things come to it.
Well, they're it's a spontaneous proposition. I can't sit down with a pen and say, now I'm going to write a poem about a dog.
Yeah.
So that's no good. You know, they come to me while driving the car, and I have a notebook. I always do, right here it is. They come to me at any time. And whenever it comes, I got to stop. It's like urinating. I got to get out of the car, and I got to piss. And I got to piss. And a poem comes, I got to write it down, or it's gone forever.
I get a poem.
So when it comes, I write it down immediately. Yeah. Just like I woke up in bed already at night and did the same thing.
Yeah.
That's
good.
I don't sit down and plan them.
What about some of your plays that you wrote in the barber shop?
Oh, yes. Well, those the same thing, you know. I just let the customer sit, and I had a book in my drawer, in my money drawer. And so I just write the lines down to them, sit, and they look around and say, what you're doing? Well, I says, I'm taking account for yesterday. Or I'll be doing something. I just continue to write the dialogue for whatever comes to my mind.
Wonderful.
It's got to be put down immediately, because if I don't, it's gone forever. And I'm not always receptive.
You're not always what you don't know. Ahead of time, you don't know.
Never.
It's so fascinating psychologically, isn't it?
Yes, it's the poem that wants to come out, and
yeah,
that's right.
Poem comes when the poem wants.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I can't even say I compose it.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in the true sense. I can't say it just comes, and the words are right there, and they never need changing. I just poem Freiheit.
Where do you have it handy?
Yeah.
Or do you have it. You know that one by heart.
Excuse me a minute. You know I'm the worst. It's okay.
Sorry. Here, let me
I think now we know where he keeps his money.
I'm
under the couch.
I'm the world's worst bookkeeper. Just as I was showing you.
Was sagt man auf Pennsylvania German? Gesundheit?
Gesundheit, ja. Ja. Ja.
Prost.
Prost, ja. I have a job if I see which poem you want.
Freiheit. Man schwitzt von Freiheit, das ist gut. Sie sind alle Mensch sei Blut, doch ist Freiheit so tief in Wort und es gibt so viel von alles satt. Und Freiheit gibt in unserem Land oft nicht Gäste mehr, das ist ein Schand. Nur denk ich weiter und ich sehe eine andere Freiheit, tief und schön. Menschlich Freiheit will er viel, mit Plaisir und Spaß und Spiel. Eine tiefere Freiheit suche der, die ewig Freiheit und die Seele. Von Freiheit händ mir ein Versuch, sie ist wie ein Freund, das kommt im Besuch. Und wann was kauft mit Kraft und Geld, gibt immer Trubel in der Welt. Das scheint derweil, als ich hoffen denk, die ewig Freiheit ein Gottes Geschenk. Und ich handel ei, Spaß, Spiel und Quäl, für die Freiheit von der Seele. That's what you have.
Yeah,
they have it out there now.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Yeah. a fellow that was in my class, in the class of Schaefer Town. He has a nephew, huh? His nephew teaches in the Department of Foreign Languages out there.
Do you know his name? Do you know his name out there?
John, what was his name? John? C.H. was the man in my class.
Yeah.
Now, this could be a nephew on his mother's side, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can find out for you.
Well, that's all right, no, I...
Mensch, wo geht er hin? Mit Händen und Fies und Kopf und Knie, macht aus Staub so sauer Deel, und neues schwätzt auf unser Seel. Er kommt in die Welt ein ganz gleich Kind, kreischt und macht und zappelt und brillt. Jetzt ist er auf dem Lebensweg, das hier und her springt, wie ein grünes Steg. Kommt die Kindheit und sei erster Schritt, er dargelt und fällt und langt damit, gleich läuft er strack mit Kopf in die Hei, hat das Leben versucht und er will noch mehr. Aufwachsen ist das Kind, lernt recht von Letz, Herz von Sinn. Geht an die Arbeit, verdient sein Geld, sein Weg zu machen, da ich die Welt. Nun kommt ein Tag, wie es tut zu all, benannt bei Deel, der Todesknall. Der Körper endlich steif und alt, mit Augentrieb und Händen zu kalt. Endlich mit die Augen zu, da oben fährt den Mensch in die Ruhe, ich zu welchem Staub, Staub zu Staub, tief im Boden, tot im Grab. Ist der Mensch just so viel Staub, macht von Verfahren tief im Grab, oder geht die Seele auf alle Hand, naus mit dem Odem gehe Himmelsland. Man ist nicht macht just aus dem Staub, nicht die Hände, der Kopf oder jeder Rock, ein Seele ist was der Mensch noch hat, macht bei die ohnmächtig Hand von Gott. Die kalt-kalte Erde ist nicht unser Bett. Lebt fröhlich, mein Freund, trubelt euch nicht. Lebt wie Menschen, benannt Gottes Leid und fahrt euch nicht, weh ich die Ewigkeit.
Here's the Freiheit poem.
I think the trick of the Freiheit poem was the play that I was doing.
Did you write it to include it in the play?
No! No, I didn't.
Was that the one that has George Washington in it?
Yeah.
Was that your last play or your next to last play? He has George Washington. What's the name of that play?
Charlotte von Freiheit.
And George Washington appears in the play, in this Pennsylvania German play.
Marvelous. Does he talk German?
Yes, he does.
And
we have a videotape of that, of the play was performed up in...
It was?
Allentown, wasn't it? Not downtown, who was? Germansville, or near Germansville.
Germansville.
And we have it, it was videotaped, and we have that preserved.
That's really great.
Ein wichtig Ding in unserer Welt ist so oft das grüßtig Geld, der Bescheiße Stehler und sie liehen, just von meiner Geld zu kriegen. Geld muss man haben, das ist wahr, für Essen kaufen immer starr, für Kleider auf der Buckeldu und Fies bedecken mit den Schuhen. Schulden machen uns alle bezahlen und das nimmt den halben Dollar. Wo stoppt die Not fürs grüßtig Geld? So gestern mehr in unserer Welt. Geld kauft kein Lieb, Lieb hat kein Preis, hat kein Farb und kein Zeit. Das wohnt im Herzen in die Seele und den Glaube hat noch Teil. Ein treuer Freund kann Geld nicht kaufen, macht der Tod nicht wieder laufen, macht's Wetter nicht wiecht, aber macht's nicht schee und schickt uns nicht der Zwiebelschnee. Geld ist rund und es ist so eckig, und auf die Länge wird's doch so dreckig. Wer leben kann ganz ohne Geld, ist nicht im Schlaf zu der Welt. Jetzt bin ich froh mit was ich hab, bin denk nicht von die Welt, ich sag. Vielleicht hätte sie mich net ganz gescheit, aber Geld brauch ich kein in der Ewigkeit.
It really sticks to the topic.
Yeah.
Right through.
That's grustig.
That's
excellent. Grustig. It's grustig. Grustig.
Grustig.
Grustig.
Dirty.
Schmutzig.
Oiled.
Schmutzig.
Yeah. Schmutzig. Grustig. Grustig. Grustig.
No, it's not grustig. It's dirty. Soiled.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eklig.
But those are different words, right? Greislich is what? Greislich is something that turns your stomach, isn't it?
Yeah, eklig.
What's eklig?
Well, that turns your stomach too. This is my eklig.
Grustig is nicht eklig.
Grustig.
Grustig. Nein, grustig is nicht.
No, that's external. That's on the outside, right? Grustig is on the outside.
Greislich and eklig is internal.
Die Geschichte ist kreislich.
It's time for you to...
No, I have. I got in pretty good shape, but we'll do the program.
The phone
rings all the time. This is every day. I have a waiting list of students here.
Yeah. Well,
du musst deine eigene deutsche Schule aufmachen.
Ich habe ein neues Stück gelernt, dass ich sticke.
Well, I think. Was ist es?
Oh, wo ist mein Kleber? Oh, wo ist er hin? Sein Schwanz ist ganz durch die Ohren lang. Oh, wo kann er sein?
Gibt es einen Kurs, der ist schön. Gibt es noch einen Kurs dazu? Hast du das selber aufgemacht? Wie war das denn?
I
said it was from English. Oh, where is my little dog gone?
Yeah.
Marcel muss sie singen. Was war das Rebo song? Das Mr.
Ich muss gehen mein Instrument holen.
All right, hold your instrument.
Ich muss gehen mein Instrument holen.
Ja, ja.
Ah, ja. Wir singen so stink und wenn sie so da vom where is my little dog gone? Und nun habe ich das aufgesucht, so dass alles da dabei ist.
Da hast du nichts vergessen.
Ich meine, es sollte mehr sein, gell?
Is there more to it in English?
I don't remember. Yeah.
That's all it is?
But why? Because I suppose I'm an informant too. I don't know.
Tell us. Oh, it's my Glen Ahun he. Oh, it's a he. Eis mal fast Eis parkett ab in die Mitte von der Nacht. Oh, wo ist er hier? Sein Haus von verloren, sein Kind ist da. And that's as far as I got.
Oh, you're making another
version,
is that it?
Yeah.
Time is quite finished. That is it. Finish your money. Oh, still I'll finish. You do this too, sir. You sure?
Yeah, me, not rock up never. Shake a cold, a blade of
Long me, long me.